Good morning. It is 5 o'clock. This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. It is 39 degrees, the overnight low.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Super Bowl weekend kicking off today in Las Vegas.
While there are no known credible threats to the game, security at a Super Bowl is on par with political conventions for everything that goes into securing the event because it's seen around the world. Police are everywhere here. Vehicle barricades create rings around the buildings. Going into any event, it's airport-style security. Officials say weapons of mass destruction and bomb techs are at work, cybersecurity, and up in the air, Black Hawk helicopters and fighter jets this weekend. Alex Stone, ABC News, Las Vegas.
Republican caucuses on Thursday in Nevada and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Donald Trump the winner in both of those contests. A tornado in February? It happened in south central Wisconsin last night. A twister in Evansville, Wisconsin. Significant property damage reported. No word of deaths or injuries. In records dating back to 1948, this is the first ever February twister in Wisconsin. This is ABC News. Go to jail. A federal judge in Washington, D.C. rejected former Trump aide Peter Navarro's bid to stay out of prison while he appeals his contempt of Congress conviction for thumbing his nose at a January 6th committee subpoena, declaring Navarro hasn't shown that any of the issues he'll raise on appeal are substantial questions of law. Judge Ahmed Mehta ordered Navarro to report to prison to serve a four-month sentence when he gets the surrender date from the Bureau of Prisons. ABC's Sherry Preston says this is why you always, always read the fine print.
A man from France who spent 8 years building a 23-foot-tall matchstick replica of the Eiffel Tower will not get into the Guinness Book of World Records. He used 700,000 matchsticks to make it, but he had the matches specially manufactured without sulfur on the tips. Guinness says that means they're not really matches. Even though it's a perfect replica of the Eiffel Tower, it doesn't qualify.
Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Today's forecast calls for temperatures to be a bit cooler than yesterday, 43 for a daytime high. It looks like tonight, 26. It'll be kind of windy today, 15 to 25 mile an hour winds. Also 8 to 15 tonight. For the look for Saturday, 37, partly cloudy and breezy conditions. Sunday, partly cloudy and quiet, a high again of 37. Monday, near 40 and partly cloudy. Tuesday, 37, with a 30% chance of light snow overnight. The forecast for today, hitting the nail right on the head with some weird weather yesterday and some thunderstorms. Right now, after a midnight reading of 42, it is 39 degrees. That's how it goes weather-wise today. Welcome to Friday, February 9th. It is time for us to officially start the broadcast day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming. Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
How sweet on a clear Sabbath morning to list to the clear ringing bell. Its tones so sweetly are calling, oh, come to the church in the veil.
We start the day in a positive way with the Browns and the Church in the Wildwood. Before that, the Gaither Vocal Band open up our day with the National Anthem rendition. It is Friday, February 9th, 2024. Phil Nee with you as we get ready for the Light in the Milk House show and the many things going on in our great community this weekend. Yes, we some weird weather yesterday. That sky was yellow and just it was a little bit... A little bit scary, yeah. I mean, the forecast that Tony gave yesterday was pretty much right on, that the most severe stuff would be to the south of the WRC listening area, and it was. I had to drive through it a little bit with my granddaughter yesterday and kind of drove not necessarily into the middle of it, but closer than we were here in Richland Center, and it was pretty rainy and windy and, yeah, all kinds of stuff. Kind of hard to see to drive in a couple of locations, but we got through it. And you may have heard at the top of the hour, the first ever recorded tornado in February. I thought one had been recorded every month, but maybe not necessarily in the state of Wisconsin. Maybe nationwide there's been a tornado like every month of the year, but now there has been. Yesterday was the first one since they began recording that kind of information in the late 1940s. So, yeah, weird weather. A little bit different today, a little cooler as we head on into the day and get a little deeper into the weekend. Quite a bit cooler for the next several days, but still up from the normal highs for this time of year. Let's start those chores now. Here's Charlie Pride on the Light in the Milk House show.
Well, I came in late again last night. Really, it was this morning. I had my alibi down pat. I was gonna be charming, but the locks were all changed. I was stuck outside with a key that no longer fit. There was a note on the door that said, adios, sayonara, goodbye, this is it. I don't think she's in love anymore. She's hanging up a telephone and locking her door. She's tired of my lying, but I was all ready to beg and plead and to turn over a brand new leaf. But the second she heard it was me on the line, I heard click, she hung up on me. I don't think she's in love anymore. She's hanging up a telephone and locking her door. I don't think she wants to hear anymore of my life. Telephone and knocking the door.
silver wings shining in the sunlight, roaring engines headed somewhere in flight. They're taking you away and leaving me lonely. Silver wings slowly fading out of sight. Don't leave me, I cry. Don't take that airplane ride. But you locked me out of your mind and left me standing here behind. Silver wings shining in the sunlight, roaring engine headed somewhere in flight. They're taking you away, leaving me lonely. Silver wings slowly fading out of sight. Taking you away and leaving me lonely. Silver wings slowly fading out of sight.
Merle Haggard and the Strangers and Silver Wings on WRCO. It is 13 minutes after the hour of 5 o'clock. We'll update you on sports scores coming up in just a little bit here. Another tough day at the office for the Milwaukee Bucks. Boy, oh boy. They've just been a totally different team the last week and a half or two. And coaching change hasn't helped. Certainly injuries have not helped either. They've got a lot of those going on. A reminder, the Ithaca Richland Center WEHA team will host a spaghetti supper tonight from 3:45 until 6:45 in the Ithaca High School Commons. Adult meals $8, student meals $5, and those 5 and under $3. Funds raised help offset costs such as stable fees at the shows. Right now, WRCO, we're at 39 degrees. The forecast for today calling for high temperatures around 43. It's going to be windy. That was probably the biggest detriment yesterday. As warm as it was, it didn't really feel like it, did it? With that wind whipping around the prairies of Sextonville. Here's Patti Loveless.
Darling, don't delay. If I don't get your action, and my tractor don't get no traction. Just doing the best I can, just trying to make a stand.
Patty Loveless on the Mel Cow Show. It is 39 in Richland Center at 17 minutes after 5.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Hello, this is Added Touch Floral on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine's special this year with a beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addedtouchfloral.com. Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day and order early to enter our $250 giveaway to Open Season, JJ Walsh, or Added Touch Floral. Check our Facebook page. We look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry with the added bonus of live bands. But that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib buffet that's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Save the date for the fourth Wednesday of the month for the Lobster Feast. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
When you visit the Shoebox, it's like going back in time, with customer service being the number one priority. Now is the time to visit the Shoebox, with track, baseball, and softball season soon getting underway. The Shoebox takes pride in making sure all athletes get the pair of shoes they need to compete at a high level. Get free shipping all month long. From the beginner athlete all the way to the pros, you'll receive service like it ought to be at the Shoebox in Black Earth.
Hi, my name is Molly. I'm a third grade student at St. Mary's School. St. Mary's Elementary School and the Knights of Columbus will be hosting a drive-through fish fry on Friday, February 16th in St. Mary's School's parking lot from 4:30 until 7. We will be serving baked and fried fish, baked and cheesy potatoes, coleslaw, applesauce, and a garlic biscuit. The cost of the meal is $11, with the option to add extra fish for $2 per piece. Again, the drive-through fish fry is February 16th from 4:30 to 7 at St. Mary's School. See you there!
There is something wrong with our water. We have no pressure.
No problem. Here comes Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. He'll get us up and running in no time.
Where is his toolbox? Doesn't he need a pipe wrench? What is he pulling out of that gunny sack?
It's his trumpet. Watch this.
Wow! He primed the pump and got the water flowing with his trumpet?
Whatever it takes. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is up to the challenge 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call them at 608-649-4488. 5:20, the time. Good morning. An update on sports is courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. Boys basketball last night. River Valley picked up a 57-47 win over Richland Center. Elsewhere, it was Lancaster edging Dodgeville 53-48 and Platteville over Prairie du Chien 63-48. It was Riverdale getting the win against Fenimore 53-41, Southwestern over Boscobel 71-40. Highland won over Belmont 65-54 in boys basketball. Also a win for Mineral Point over Cuba City 58-42 and Darlington 76-59 over Iowa Grant. Hillsboro beat Brookwood 85-39. Wazika Steuben got the win against Kickapoo 51-38. Also, North Crawford edged Seneca 66-64 and Weston over Lafarge 71-61. Westby won in overtime over Viroqua 70-66. In girls basketball, Highland 40, River Ridge 33, Darlington 62-57 over Boscobel. It was Hillsborough 69-64 over Brookwood. On the state of Wisconsin scene, Anthony Edwards had 26 points and 9 assists, and the Minnesota Timberwolves shot 21 of 41 from three-point range to trounce the slumping Milwaukee Bucks 129-105. Spoiling Coach Doc Rivers' home debut, Rivers opened his Milwaukee coaching tenure with a 5-game road trip in which the Bucks went 1-4. Milwaukee's Damian Lillard missed a second straight game, and Chris Middleton also was out because of sprained ankle. A.J. Green scored a career-high 27 for the Bucks. Elsewhere, Golden State a winner against Indiana, 131-109. Orlando beat San Antonio, 127-111. Dallas, 122. New York, 108. Chicago beat Memphis, 118-110. Phoenix, 129. Utah, 115. Denver, 114. The Lakers, 106. Detroit beat Portland, 128-122 in overtime. And Cleveland over Brooklyn, 118-95. From the NHL, Philadelphia, 4-1 over Winnipeg, Boston 4, Vancouver nothing, Florida 4-2 over Washington, Calgary 5, New Jersey 3, Carolina 5-2 over Colorado, the Islanders 6, Tampa Bay 2, Vegas 3-2 over Arizona.
Sleepy Hollow Auto Group of Viroqua is your GMC headquarters with a great selection, excellent financing, and lifelong support. They'll take care of you. Southwest Title LLC provides complete real estate services for Richland, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties with title insurance and real estate closings. And Subway serves healthy options of delicious hot and cold subs on fresh breads, great salads, personal pizzas, party platters, and you can build a better breakfast.
The big game this weekend, I'll tell you what, may have some little wingies and some artichoke dip and some buffalo dip, and whew, boy, gonna have to work off a couple of pounds to make room here with the aerobic polka. Here we go.
She likes. She told me she loves me, but oh, how she lied. Oh, how she lied to me. You are my baby doll. You are my baby doll. You are my baby doll. You're my sweetheart now.
Oh, yes, there you go. That one gets you ready for the weekend. The Jim Gorman Trio and the Baby Doll Polka. It is 5:26 as we hit the open road today. Drive carefully on your way out and about. Here's Red Solvine.
Snow, they're moving. moving on. So low, big wheels roll. So low, big wheels roll. So low, big wheels roll.
King of the open road.
I'm leaving out of Memphis, going to Nashville free. Tonight I'm gonna sit in on the Grand Ole Opry. So low, big wheels roll. So low, big wheels roll. So low, big wheels roll.
King of the open road.
Out of Louisville, there's a truck stop with a pretty little miss. She brings me a cup of coffee while she's doing the twist. So low, big wheels roll. That's where I'll drop my load and I'll have me some fun. So big wheels roll. So low, big wheels roll. So low, big wheels roll.
King of the open road.
I've seen other girls I might have had. Watch them when they fall in love and watched it turn out bad. So when I count my blessings, honey, you're my number one. And when I count my heartaches, thanks to you, they number none. So if I seem a little bit too much in love, it's true. And I thank my lucky stars because I found a girl like you.
I thank my lucky stars for every day I spend with you. I thank my lucky stars because I found a girl so true.
Many times I've seen other girls I might have had. Watch them when they fall in love and watch it turn out bad. So when I count my blessings, honey, you're my number one. And when I count my heartaches, thanks to you, they number none. So if I seem a little bit too much in love, it's true. And I thank my lucky stars because I found a girl like you.
Webb Pierce on WRCO Radio. Good morning, friends. Daytime high today will be at around 43. Also, some breaks of sun, breezy and cooler. West winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight and a low down to 25. It was a record breaker yesterday at 58 degrees. And right now, after a midnight reading of 42, we're at 38 in Richland Center.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
No dicamba, now what? I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The Clean Fuels Conference is the annual event for supporters of biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel. Don't miss Brownfield's coverage on air and online. To learn about the industry's growth, explore cleanfuels.org. A federal court in Arizona vacated the Environmental Protection Agency's registrations of dicamba-based weed killers, halting its use. The president of the American Soybean Association says that ruling to vacate registration of dicamba puts farmers in an immediate, costly bind. Josh Gackle tells Brownfield.
Most farmers have already purchased their seeds and the traits that belong to those seeds, have already purchased the chemicals and other crop protection products to protect that crop throughout the growing season. This just throws a big wrench into all those plans that have been made.
He says ASA and 26 state soy affiliates have sent a letter to the Environmental Protection Agency asking the administration for help.
The most important thing is asking them to use the authority they have under FIFRA to allow the use of existing stocks. That is a tool that they have, and they can do that for registrations that are canceled.
Gackle says if the administration does not issue the order, farmers face tremendous financial losses because they won't be able to use the product that's been ordered for the upcoming growing season. It remains unclear if the court's ruling will take effect immediately. Clean Fuels Alliance America set a number of policy priorities for 2024. Brownfield's Brett Barnett has more from the 2024 Clean Fuels Conference.
Kurt Kavarik, Vice President of Federal Affairs, says the organization's top focus will be the implementation of clean energy tax incentives.
Namely, the blender's tax credit for sustainable aviation fuel that has yet to be implemented. We've got new modeling to score carbon intensity to help understand how that tax incentive is going to work. We're expecting that March 1st.
He tells Brownfield they will continue to push back against the U.S. EPA's recent RFS volumes.
They put out a three-year set proposal for 23, 24, and 25, vastly underestimating the ability of our industry to produce. And we worked for 6 months to try to impress upon them the amount of investment that was taking place in our industry.
I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
The USDA has cut its guesses for soybean and corn production in Brazil. Brazil's soybean crop is now seen at 156 million tons, a million below January, and more than 6 million above the most recent projection from CONAB. Brazil's corn crop is pegged at 124 million tons, 3 million less than a month ago, and still about 10 million tons more than CONAB. Stateside, U.S. corn ending stocks were up on the month, and soybean stocks were higher because of slower export demand. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield. Learn about pre-harvest factors impacting meat quality. Sign up for the free workshop at beeftips.com.
This year, Dairyland Seed is introducing our best corn of all time. Again, that sound you just heard? That's the sound of a full lineup of top-performing hybrids bringing the yield like never before. It's the sound of even stronger traits bred specifically to boost corn bushels per acre in your soil. And it's the sound of workhorse corn seed proven to outperform yet again in independent head-to-head trials. See the latest corn performance data at showmethecornyield.com. That's showmethecornyield.com.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. So with spring right around the corner, our garden seeds have arrived. Choose from many varieties of vegetable seeds and many different types of bulk seed corn. Also, we carry maple syrup supplies, including taps, buckets, bags, and many other things. So stop in at Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of La Crosse to see these items and many more. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Another quiet day for direct cash cattle trading. Cash hogs into the day lower. Good morning, I'm Megan Grabner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was relatively quiet again Thursday. Asking prices were around $182 plus live in the south and $290 stressed in the north. It looks like buyers and sellers remain in a standoff and significant trade volumes going to hold out until sometime Friday. At the Hess Livestock Market in Nebraska, steers over 600 pounds were steady to $7 higher. Heifers 550 to 700 pounds were steady to $5 lower, and heifers over 700 pounds were uneven from $3 higher to $3 lower. The USDA says demand was moderate to good from both buyers in the crowd and online. Medium and large one feeder steers 718 to 749 pounds brought $256 to $266. Feeder steers 760 to 793 pounds brought $247 to $258. Medium and large one feeder heifer 650 to 696 pounds brought $236.50 to $248.50. Boxed beef closed mixed with light demand for moderate offerings. Choice up 3 cents at $295.01. Select closed $1.30 lower at $284.12. Estimated cattle slaughter was 125,000 head, down 1,000 on the week and up more than 1,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed lower with a very light negotiated run. The ample supplies of market-ready hogs give packers more leverage. Processors are able to move needed numbers without having to get aggressive in their procurement efforts. Heavier hog weights and sluggish demand also put pressure on prices. But there's some optimism. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market will remain strong. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed $1.31 lower with a weighted average of $65.06. The Iowa Minnesota had no comparison, but a weighted average of $64.39. And the Western Corn Belt closed $1.96 lower with a weighted average of $65.06. Pork values closed higher, up $2.37 at $86.26. Hams were sharply higher. Loins, butts, and picnics were also higher. An estimated hog slaughter was 491,000 head, up 9,000 on the week and up more than 8,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were up, optimistic about this week's cash business. And lean hog futures ended the day lower on contracts premium to cash and long-term demand uncertainty. For the latest in market news, go to brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Brownfield farm broadcasters are on the ground at state, national, and sometimes international events throughout the year, providing timely and relevant news to its audience. They utilize several social media platforms and digital channels to engage with viewers and listeners and stay up to date with agricultural news. Brownfield, a brand farmers and ranchers know and trust. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Have you ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic good-for-nothing thieves, that's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Alevo soybean seed treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetun from TIBSAC Auction Realty with sale results and upcoming events. Last Wednesday, we had a bigger crowd and more hay coming in. Large squares topped at $265 a ton and large rounds topped at $230 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Tools, Potosi Brewery items, machinery, and much more. Online only auction ending February 21st at 6 p.m. Looking to buy or sell your property? Give us a call. 608-723-4020. We have buyers waiting for their dream property. Or go to www.timsacauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetun. Have a great day.
Direct cattle business was quiet Thursday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series corn by Stein. Soybeans were up and corn was down following new numbers from USDA and CONAB. March beans were up 4.5 at 11.93 and a half. May was 2.25 higher at 11.99 and 3 quarters. March corn was down 1 at 4.33 and a quarter. May was 1.5 lower at 4.45. Live cattle were up and feeders were mostly higher ahead of widespread direct trade this week. April live is $1.77 higher at 186.57. June is up 152 at 183.72. March feeders were $1.30 higher at 246.85. And at a premium to cash, April hogs were down 75 at 80.35. June lean was down 70 at 94.87. Follow us on Twitter at Brownfield. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
A hands-off approach to grading cuts of beef today on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot, individual nozzle control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Meat grading is different from meat inspection. Inspections are done for food safety, while grading focuses on meat quality characteristics like taste and texture. Jennifer Porter is with the USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service.
USDA grade marks are used to communicate quality of products. In this particular case, we're talking about beef. You go to the grocery store, you see USDA Prime, USDA Choice. That is an indicator of what sort of eating experience that you should expect from that product.
Another difference, says Porter, is who picks up the tab. Inspections are publicly funded, while grading is a cost for the processor.
It is paid for by those facilities. Unlike federal inspection carried out by the Food Safety Inspection Service, grading is not required. So those graders that are there in those facilities, that service is paid for by the plant.
Porter says USDA is piloting something new with grading.
Once the plant is ready to actually do some grading, what they do is capture video and photos and transmit those to us. And a USDA grader has been evaluating them remotely.
Porter says it helps smaller processors in particular who either don't have the volume or the money to hire a full-time grader. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. You can find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves. Don't miss today's cattle sale beginning at 9 a.m. Feeder cattle are in high demand and prices remain steady. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, you can go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Every Friday sale, including today's, begins at 9 a.m.
I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. The USDA is expecting lower 2024 milk production to be partially offset by higher cow inventories. Their latest supply and demand report says the estimated 2023 all milk price is down to $20.48 per hundredweight. The forecasted 2024 all milk price is up to $20.95 per hundredweight. On a fat basis, domestic use is raised and fat basis exports are raised, with higher expected butter and cheese exports as the U.S. is expected to be competitive on the international market. USDA is expecting fewer fat basis imports. Skim solids basis domestic use also raised based on higher than expected disappearance last year. Skim solids base exports are lowered as domestic demand is stronger. USDA's projected cheese, butter, non-fat dry milk, and whey prices for this year are all higher based on recent price strength, tighter supplies of milk, and stronger domestic use. They're also expecting Class 3 and Class 4 prices to go higher in this year based on higher product prices. Milk futures were mixed and the cash dairy markets mostly lower Thursday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. February Class 3 milk down 11 cents at 16.12, March down 14 to 17.19, April down 14 cents at 17.49, May went up a penny to 17.87. June through December contracts range from 9 cents lower in July to 4 cents higher in June, with July being the only month that lost value. Wednesday's Class 3 trade volume estimated just over 1,200 contracts. Dry whey went up 3 cents to 52, two sales. 40-pound cheese blocks down 1.25 at 160 and a quarter, but no sales. Barrels down 0.75 to 156 and 3/4, no sales. Butter went down 2.5 cents at 274.5, but no sales. Non-fat dry milk went down 1.75 cents to 120 and a quarter with three sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 43 degrees. For tonight, a low of 25. Saturday, 37 degrees. Looks like for the rest of the weekend, Sunday, partly sunny and 38. In Richland Center yesterday, we broke a record at 58 degrees. We received 0.04 of an inch of rain. That's all. Quite a bit more in some areas not too far away, and some severe weather, even a tornado in Evansville. A lot more about that coming up. Right now in Richland Center, winds between 10 and 12 miles per hour. It is 38 degrees.
I love you. I'll prove it in days to come. I swear it's true, darling, you're the only one. I think of you, of the past and all our fun. I love you, I'll prove it in days to come. You're my darling, you've been true. I should have been good to you. You're the one that's in my heart while we're apart. I'll be true, I'll prove it to you someday. I love you, in my heart you'll always stay. I've been so blue and lonesome all these days. I love you, I'll prove it a thousand ways. Sweet to you, and no more will you be blue. I'll prove I love you every day, all kinds of ways. So darling, please wait, please wait until I'm free. There'll be a change, a great change made in me. I'll be true, never be blue day. I love you, I'll prove it a thousand ways.
Lefty on WRCO, Lefty Frizzell, and I love you a thousand ways. It is 11 minutes before the hour of 6 o'clock. Another tough night for the Bucks last night. What's going on there? Supposed to be a championship year. They'll bounce back. I don't get too wound up in the regular season, but still, kind of falling off the pace a little bit with a loss to the Timberwolves at home. Hi, this is George Strait.
Where the sidewalk ends and the road begins, we said goodbye on a cold, dark night. I'm not afraid to go. Where the sidewalk is, you left a lot. Some people leave and never come back. Some stay in touch, some lose track. Your mind kept saying, come on, let's go. You started learning what you don't need to know. Where the sidewalk ends and the road begins, I wait for in the cold, dark night, you might come back. You had to go where the sidewalk is. I'll never know. Hide from the future, run from the past. I guess I'll stay here as long as I can last. Whistle's still blowing, but the train is gone. Ain't no wheels gonna take me from my home. Where the sidewalk ends, then the road begins. We said goodbye on a cold, dark night. I'm not afraid to go. You bet I'm not. Where the sidewalk ends, you left a lot. Sidewalk ends,
you left a lot. Where the sidewalk ends and the road begins, we said goodbye on a cold dark night. I'm not afraid to go, you bet I'm not. Where the sidewalk ends, you left a lot. Where the sidewalk ends,
Skaggs. Good morning, everybody. Lighting the Milk House Show, lighting it up for you today. Tony's weather is next. Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Roof. What's that, Lassie? Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions fell in the well, and we need ropes and many townspeople to show up at the old mill?
Roof!
Oh, I misunderstood, Lassie. Larry and the gang at Advanced Pump and Well can help you with your project, big and small. They have over 50 years' experience serving residential, agriculture, and commercial water systems. Their number is 608-649-4488.
Roof!
Tell them to hurry because Phil needs a shower. Hey!
Roof!
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the strong cold front which moved through last evening causing a scattered thunderstorm, so with some hail in parts of our region, as well as funnel clouds and tornadoes in Greene, Dane, and Jefferson County, has moved away, and it will be a little cooler today, but still about 15 degrees above normal. Temperatures will drop a bit further for tomorrow, but hopefully we'll see some sunshine mixed in. It'll still be breezy as well for today and tomorrow. Early next week, it looks fairly quiet and temperatures hovering a few degrees above normal. Then we could see another cold front slice through toward Wednesday night and Thursday of next week. That would be our next chance of some light snow that may accumulate, so certainly something to keep an eye on. And we should have a reinforcing shot of cold air coming in toward next weekend when highs may actually stay in the 20s across the region. So definitely taking a turn toward more winter-like conditions. Today, mostly cloudy to breaks of sunshine, breezy and cooler. High temperature 43, west wind between 10 and 20. Tonight, partly cloudy, low in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, partly sunny and breezy, high at 37, northwest wind 10 to 18. As we head into Sunday, partly sunny, low 23, high 38. Monday, some sunshine, low 23 with a high of 42. Tuesday, partly cloudy, low in the mid-20s with a high of 39. Wednesday, increasing clouds, low in the mid-20s, high 37. Chance of light snow coming up Wednesday night. And Thursday, mostly cloudy, some light snow possible, low in the mid-20s with highs in the mid-30s. So again, today, variably cloudy, breezy, and somewhat cooler with a high near 43. Have yourself a good morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
Currently in Richland Center, it is 38 degrees. Yesterday's high was 58, which beat the old record by 3/4 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. That's all here at the radio studios. 55 was the high set in 1977 on this day. The record low goes back to 1899 at 28 below zero. Last year's high, 40, and the low, 31. Sunset will occur at 5:24 this afternoon. This morning's sunrise time will be at around 8 minutes after 7. The winds have been a constant. They're right now between 7 and 9 miles per hour. Barometer is at 29.65. That is up slightly. No precipitation today. Yesterday, with that daytime high of 58, we were at 42 at midnight, and we have been as low as the current reading. It is 38 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank.